Welcome back to the studio. I am Guru Catherine, and today we're going to be talking about your money and some of my favorite ways to make money by staking crypto, which actually gets better returns than even real estate. I know. Stay tuned because we're going to be talking about the details of the easiest way to stake crypto. Rolling up my sleeves for this one. So this is a really tasty topic, staking Polkadot in particular is one of my favorite ways to make money for myself, and I'm going to be sharing with you some of how to do that today. If you're not used to me and what I do, I talk about all kinds of things. I'm a blockchain founder of Geode Blockchain myself, and expert in blockchain operations and staking. Also, long technical background. I talk about blockchain, AI, quantum, and I talk about your spiritual journey and your personal development, and you cannot separate your personal growth from your relationship with money. You just can't. So we're going to be talking about your money today and some smart ways to make money with your money. Let's get into it. So if you have cash sitting in the bank, number one, congratulations, you've done a good job. And you might be sitting there going, well, I don't want to just leave this cash in the bank. If you leave the cash in the bank will give you 1%, maybe 2%, even if it's 4 to 6%, I'm not excited. I want my money to be making money. And this is really a wonderful thing. If you can have your money make more money. So if you are a high net worth individual, you're entirely familiar with this concept. And you're not going to be happy with leaving your money in the bank, even if you're not a high net worth individual. If you've got cash sitting in the bank that doesn't have any other purpose, you could put it to work making more money. So we're going to talk about that today. So if you leave it in the bank, you can get a few percent. Okay, well, that's nice. It's certainly better than nothing. Or some people will choose to go and take their cash and use that to buy real estate. And this is a very popular method. Build yourself up a real estate empire, right, where you're buying real estate. And if you're doing a good job at that, you would be getting 1% per month is kind of the ideal in the real estate world, as I understand it, or 12% per year on that money that you've invested. So 12% per year would be a good return on your money in the real estate world. Excellent. But real estate's kind of a pain in the butt, right? You have to go through the effort of buying it, you have to fix it, you have to find renters and deal with that, and okay, so not great. Well, you might put your money in the stock market. And in the stock market, I'm not super excited, but I haven't been super excited about it for a while. If you got 7%, I'd be excited. I'm excited if I see 7%. Realistically, 7 is about as good as what most wealth managers will tell you that you could reasonably expect 7% from the stock market these days. The concept of 12% is just a bygone era. So not bad. And then there's crypto. And so a lot of people think, okay, well, I will take this cash and I will buy crypto and I will just hold it. Because if you're a value investor, like I am, I look for value. I'm not day trading. I'm looking for real value behind a project, investing in it, and then holding for a long period of time. So if you're like that and you like projects with real value in it, you're looking to long-term hold, a lot of people think, well, I will take this cash that's sitting in the bank and I will go buy crypto because I personally, this is my own opinion, you'll have to form your own opinion, but I personally see worldwide adoption of crypto just increasing and increasing. So you see big centralized financial entities filing for crypto exchange traded funds. You see countries adopting crypto as their national currency. You see more and more systems, centralized systems and governments getting more comfortable with it, getting happier with it, is definitely on the upswing. And I think you'll see only much greater adoption in the future. So I see all the writing on the wall, and I personally believe, this is only my opinion, and I am not a financial advisor, not one bit. So, talk to people who are, but a lot of people like me take the cash and move some chunk of it into crypto with a plan to long-term hold, just hoping that the value of the crypto goes up. Now, that's a great start. And but there's something better, and it's called staking. And if you've not heard of it, it's definitely something to take a look at getting into. Staking your crypto means you're going to bond it for a period of time. So, for example, on Polkadot, the bond is minimum of 28 days. So once you decide you would like to pull your coin back out, it is 28 days from that point till you can pull it out. And that's called bonding. And in exchange for bonding it as a validator or a nominator, you earn coin, because validators and nominators are important roles in the system. And I'm talking about Polkadot specifically here. And I like Polkadot because it has both roles. It has validators and nominators. It's a nominated proof of stake system. Some other systems may be just proof of stake, so all they have is validator nodes. But Polkadot has two different ways you can stake. That is, on a validator node or as a nominator. And those are great ways to stake. Now, you can also stake your coin through the exchange where you bought it. So if you went to, let's say, a reputable exchange, let's say Coinbase, and you buy some DOT. And we can talk about why DOT in another video. I'll go into a little bit of that later, but a huge fan of DOT. Absolutely huge fan of what they're doing. I've reviewed the code myself. I've been working with their code. Their code that they write, Substrate, is the basis for Geode blockchain and my own chain. So I am intimately familiar with everything they do in terms of that code, how the system operates. So I know them very well. So that's one reason why I really like what they're doing, and I see a very nice long-term future for them. So staking your coin as a validator requires operating a computer node for the system. And maybe you don't want to do that. So then there's this option of being a nominator. A nominator does not require any technical expertise, does not require any special equipment, and you can stake your coin as a nominator. And what nominators do is they stake their coin on which validator nodes they think will do the best job. And so it's really kind of fun. And when that node makes blocks and gets paid, so do you. So being a nominator is a fantastic way to earn coins. So then your coin is staked, it's bonded, and it's earning coin, new coin, every single day. Every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And, you know, how much? Well, I run a nominator. Actually run two. One is a pool, and we'll talk about pools in a minute. My own personal experience on my nominator, I see in the range of 17 to 22% annual. That's mine. I can't speak for anybody else. Now, being a nominator does require that you are in there periodically, preferably every day, deciding which nodes to stake your coin on and adjusting those choices to try to make the best possible set that you're voting for. So it's not without work, but it does earn a very, very nice return on the coin. So then Polkadot came up with this truly brilliant idea, which is called nomination pools. And pools are for people who want to stake their coin and they want to be getting good returns on their coin. They want to stake it as a nominator, but they don't want to do the work. So pools are a really great option if you want to have your money making money, but you don't want to do any work, basically. So with pools, you can go to an exchange, buy some DOT, and then move your DOT over to stake it on a pool. And in that case, the pool owner, of which I have one, I have a pool. So in that case, me, I do all the work. I'm in there every single day making sure that we're staked on the right set of validator nodes so that we're earning coin consistently. You know, and different pools have different strategies. So my pool strategy is I'm looking for consistent returns. Consistency is more important to me than a bigger, faster return, but with the risk that I might get slashed. I don't want that. So the pool operator is doing all the work of picking which nodes, and then the returns get distributed to everybody in the pool, including you. And so pools are a great way if you want the kind of returns you can get from staking, but you don't want to do the work. Then it's great. So now, you could stake your coin at the exchange where you bought it. So for example, at Coinbase, if you go to Coinbase and you buy DOT, they will offer you, I think as of this recording, 9.77% annual staking returns. And you think, hey, that's great. Yeah, it is great, except they know something you don't know. That if you stake it directly, you could be doing so much better. By staking it directly yourself, you could be getting anywhere from 15 to 17, I think conservatively 15 to 17%. And it goes up and down, it's variable, and I'm not a financial advisor, so go talk to one before you do anything. But I am very, very experienced at blockchain operations and staking, and this is hands down my favorite way. So when I have extra cash, I buy DOT, I move it over, and I either put it in my own private nominator or I put it in the nomination pool. And it's just fabulous. And so I think the other day I was getting 22%. This is annual, by the way. This is not daily, this is annual. But consistently, at least for the pool members, anywhere from 15 to 18, and sometimes higher percentages that I've seen. So with pools, the other thing I really like about it is you have control of your accounts the entire time. You never, ever give up control of your coin or your accounts to anybody. It remains completely within your control. So you buy the DOT at some centralized exchange like Coinbase or something. Please pick a reputable one. And then you move that DOT off of it into an account that you and only you personally control. And I would recommend that for anybody, even if you're not staking it. And then you staking it on a nomination pool is your action. You are in control of your accounts the whole time. You are in control of your coin the whole time. You are in there collecting your daily coin rewards every day, every week, every month, however often you feel like it. You can restake those, or you can just go cash those out back at the centralized exchange. Whatever is the right answer for you. So you never have to give up control. And I like that. I really, really like that, because if you are holding crypto, you should not hold it on a centralized exchange, right? How many times do we have to learn that lesson? If you're holding crypto, get it off of that centralized exchange into an account that you control. And there are different ways to do that. When with Polkadot, with DOT, that's incredibly easy to do. So easy. So if that's something you want to learn how to do, I will teach you, and I will put a website down here with more. You can just contact me directly. You can go to my website and text me, and I will teach you. I can teach you how to set up a nominator of your own. I can teach you how to join my nomination pool, and teach you how to stake your DOT so you can get your cash out of the banks and have it start working for you and making more money. So there you go. That's all there is to Polkadot nomination pools, and that's why you would want to be a part of it. So go to my website, text me with your questions, let me know. I am happy to teach you how to do this, and happy to be part of your money journey. And learning to make your money make you more money is a big part of that financial journey as you come along. So thanks for joining me today. That's everything you need to know about DOT nomination pools. And I'll see you next time.